In this bulletin, Victoria's COVID cases dip below 2,000, but remain high as the state endures its last weekend in lockdown. Police confirm the stabbing death of a British MP was a terrorist incident. And in sport, world number 3 tennis player Stefanos Tsitsipas knocked out of the competition at Indian Wells. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Victoria has recorded another 1,993 new cases of COVID-19 and 7 more deaths. Despite the persistently high daily case numbers, this is expected to be Victoria's last weekend in lockdown. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed that the state would begin to ease restrictions once it reached a 70% full vaccination rate, which is expected to happen this coming week. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded another 319 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths. The state is expected to hit 80% double-dose vaccination by the end of this weekend, with further restrictions set to ease this coming Monday. And the ACT has another 20 new COVID cases as the territory comes out of its 9-week lockdown. The ACT government has also relaxed quarantine requirements for Canberra residents travelling to the New South Wales south coast. There have been no new COVID cases in Tasmania, as the southern part of the state enters a 3-day lockdown after a hotel quarantine breach. Premier Peter Gutwin says the next 48 hours will be critical. Authorities in the UK have declared the fatal stabbing of Conservative MP David Amos a terrorist attack. The 69-year-old was knifed repeatedly by an assailant whilst attending a meeting with his constituents in the Belfares Methodist Church in Lee-on-Sea, east of London. Police arrested a 25-year-old man at the scene but are yet to identify him. A statement from the Metropolitan Police confirmed that the early investigation had revealed a potential motivation linked to Islamist extremism. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has paid tribute to the long-serving MP, praising his dedication to both his constituents and England.
David was a man who believed passionately in this country and in its future. And we've lost today a fine public servant and a much loved friend and colleague. And our thoughts are very much today with his wife, his children and his family.
Suicide bombers have killed at least 47 people and wounded 70 others in an attack on a Shiite mosque in southern Afghanistan. Eyewitnesses say 3 suicide attackers were involved, but no one has yet claimed responsibility. The blast comes days after a deadly Islamic State attack at a mosque in northern Kunduz. Kandahar Provincial Health Department Chief Malavi Hafez Abbas says victims are in a serious condition.
There are some patients with serious head injuries. We have told them that if their treatment is not possible here, we will shift them to Kabul for treatment. The latest number that we have shows 70 people have been wounded and over 40 others have been martyred.
After several delays and a 24,000-kilometre ocean voyage, Australia's new Antarctic research vessel will finally reach its Hobart home. But plans to welcome the RSV Niuna with a River Derwent flotilla and waterfront party when it arrived this morning have been scuttled by the southern Tasmanian lockdown. The new icebreaker replaces the Aurora Australis and is expected to significantly boost Australia's research and resupply capabilities to Antarctica. In tennis, and 29-year-old Nicolas Busalashvili has recorded the biggest win of his career, beating world number 3 Stefanos Tsitsipas and progressing to the semi-finals at Indian Wells. The Georgian won 6-4, 2-6, 6-4 and will now meet the winner of the clash between world number 4 Alexander Zverev of Germany or American Taylor Fritz. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a mostly sunny day and a top of 25 degrees. In Adelaide, it'll be cloudy with a top of 17. Melbourne, showers and 16. Hobart, showers 2 and 14. In Canberra, there'll be a shower or 2 and a top of 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 21. Sydney, much the same, 23 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well and 25. Brisbane, a sunny day and 28. In Cairns, there'll be a possible shower and a top of 32 degrees. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 35 degrees. That's SBS News.